Wicca, wicca.
Ready or not?
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
It's the new way to get you going in the morning.
Smile 90.4 FM.
I've got a question for you. Growing up in a house where you, if even a flat, flats it's maybe easier because flats, you, they normally have like a grassed area where you can play ball sports. And if you hit the ball, you don't hit it too far. But if you've got a house and you're someone's home and you knock the ball over a wall.
Sure.
Growing up to go knock on that neighbor's door to go say, Auntie, Uncle, I'm sorry I've hit the ball over. Can you please throw it over?
Yeah, or can I please get it?
Oh, and if they've got a dog, right, you can almost forget about it.
Yeah.
Forget about ever seeing your ball again.
Story of my childhood.
Ah.
Do you know that a lot of people are like Grinches when it comes to that? Like absolute Grinches. They're terrible. They don't even answer their door when you knock on them. They know you've hit the ball over.
Yeah, I received my first Gilbert ball at the age of 12, I think.
Yeah.
And we were playing Dreyfus in Ipat, obviously kicking the ball. Yeah, rugby kicking the ball.
Yeah.
Kicked it into Tani Durkie's yard. And after a few times, I jumped over and then Tani Durkie caught me.
Oh, jumping over the wall.
Over the wall to get that ball.
Yes.
Guys, it was a scene out of a horror movie. She came out with a knife and I thought my life was in danger.
Yeah, I thought, here we go.
But it was my Gilbert whose life had ended.
Oh.
And steek sy net so my balpap. And daar gaan my Gilbert balletjie.
Het jy geheil?
Natuurlijk.
Ja,
wow.
And I look at my mom confronted her, and then they became the best of neighbors.
Really?
Yeah. My mom was like a fierce lion protecting a little cub. So, yeah, that's the story of my Gilbert ball that's resting in peace.
And Durkie now?
No, they're still best friends. Then we heard the story in the car yesterday about Tani Durkie. Tani Durkie became, in actual fact, our boy Rick was her runner.
Yep. Hey. Ran to spa every
Ran
time she needed groceries.
Ran to spa,
she needed Yeah. Then he took it out.
Rick,
oh, whoa.
I take that back. Phil, did you hear this? Did you hear this story?
It's Anna Gilbert ball.
You've got the perfect game to play. I think everyone's played it growing up. It's called ball carry.
No,
people that don't know what ball carry is. Theo, tell them what ball carry is.
Okay, let me just start off. So, we speak Afrikaans, so it's ball carry. Ball carry. Ball carry is something else. This is a family of So, where the ball flies into the aunties, you know, those grumpy aunties.
Yes.
And, when you do get it returned, it's cut up already. So that's where the 100%. Term comes from, ball carry.
I definitely took out windows. Not window, windows, plural.
Big sixes, you say?
Yeah, well, they were kind of low flat sixes. One of them. My mom had such a heart attack. She and the kitchen window went out. And
Did you get a hiding? Did you
get a hiding? Here's the good news about that, right, is that I'm already outside.
Ma, I say yo, fun.
Do you come on, you remember this. You drop the cricket bat because you don't want to be the one with the cricket bat in your hands. Put it down quickly, very quickly, and haul ass. You click and run down the road.
My neighbor sent me a picture and asked if the ball belonged to our little doggy, and I said no, it didn't look familiar, but she said she'll gift it to him. And she'll just chuck it over the wall. And at the time, I just managed to glance out the window, and our dog was outside the back. And this ball just came over the wall, like, miraculously. And the look on his face, I'll never forget it. He couldn't believe it. So I just wanted to share that. Have a great weekend. Thanks. Okay. Bye.
Like, what's happening? What's going down?
Last Thursday, my firstborn son, Franco, popped the dog's ball over the fence by accident. Fence. Believe it or not, so the dog made a number two inside his room. Yeah, man, can a dog get so cross and do silly things like that? We have to clean all over again.
Dog was so upset that Frank knocked the dog's ball that it went to take a dump in Frank in his room.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'll show you.
Yeah.
Knock my ball over. View the neighbor that constantly is being knocked on. And go, you know, sometimes you go, the gate's open. Just help yourself. You're welcome to come fetch the ball. Just come through and fetch the ball. That's if you're, I guess, a good neighbor. You don't mind somebody coming to fetch their ball. But a lot of the time, you know.
Dit gebeur nie. Toe ek klein was, het ons altyd, almal van ons, die kinders, straatkinders, het altyd by mekaar gekom en lekker bal gespeel, skop die bal. En ons het altyd beerte gevat, so, en die mense het nie rarig geweet wat die een was het, wat nou die bal oorgeskop het nie, so, want dan scatter jy.
Ja, you scatter, when it goes over, and then you go, you go fetch it, no, 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 you're not.
So dit was lekker.
I'm going home. Do you know what the other thing was? Remember when you played on the park, the local park, right, and then they wouldn't listen to your rules, and then you say, I'm taking my ball, I'm going home.
Yeah.
you're like, it's my ball, these are my rules. You're like, okay, give me the ball, I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm going home. You're like, no, don't go home. We're busy in the middle of the soccer game. And now I'm going home. Give me the ball.
It happened.
But listen, it's not all bad news. I mean, it's not all bad news. It could be the start of a relationship. It could lead to other things. Mm. Margaret, good morning.
In the 80s, instead of Cupid shooting his arrow, my hubby hit a golf ball through my window.
Oh, but obviously, it wasn't your hubby yet because it was just.
No, neighbor. It wasn't. Yeah. My today hubby after 33 years.
See, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. I mean, who knows? Who knows if it was that intervention, if it was that moment, the ball going through the window, that Margaret ended up being married to said neighbor? Who knows?
Swinging his 7-iron. Ball through the window.
Bang! Straight to Margaret's heart.
Yeah, no, we all know our auntie who's cut a ball or two or three, you know?
Yes.
Especially in the township. If you grew up in the township and you kicked your ball in that auntie's yard once, she'll forgive
Game
you.
It
unsays it for you. Ek het vir julle gesê, julle moenie julle ball hier oorskop nie. Maar as julle hom weer oor gaan skop, dan gaan julle sien. And she will give you the ball. Do it two or three times.
Game over.
Vir julle wil nie hoor nie. Ek het julle gesê wanneer die bal oorskop nie. Maar nou gaan ek vir julle wys wat maak ek met julle bal. Then she'll literally cut that ball upright in front of her.
Right there.
We all have that auntie in the township that cuts up your ball. Bye, guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And listen, it's a part of your growing up.
Yep.
Okay, so if your kids have experienced that, or you've got, it's a part. It's like a natural thing that your kids will experience that's growing up.
How you learn to deal with loss for the first time.
Your first loss, your Gilbert.
Yeah,
every day, Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
6 to 9
on Smile
FM.